We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 on Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel A35. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Suk Batur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Rikam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korean and Chinese companies collaborate to build a school. In animal welfare news, an American cartoonist speaks out for cats. In health news, an Indian study shows that meditation improves concentration. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 3rd, is San Marino's National Day, honoring its founding in 301 CE. It is believed to be the oldest republic in the world. An enclave of north-central Italy, San Marino is known for its array of well-preserved castles. The country's picturesque scenery and ancient sites make it a popular destination for visits. We wish you a fabulous National Day, hospitable San Marino citizens.
Fly-in news. Torrential rains inundate Pakistan. Storms that began over the weekend have dropped some 110 millimeters of rain in the nation's largest city of Karachi. At least 15 fatalities have resulted, with more than 24 others injured. As floods disrupted traffic and prompted closure of schools and colleges, more than 5,000 city government personnel worked to clear the roads and assist stranded citizens. On September 2nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent her love and prayers while pledging $20,000 to care for the orphans, elders, injured, and those desperate persons without aid from elsewhere. This donation could purchase $362,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Pakistan.
We thank the Pakistani officials and personnel for your timely and efficient help. Our gratitude also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolence extended to the most vulnerable. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray for the protection of the flood-stricken and their soon return to normal daily lives. May such weather extremities be lessened through our increased kindness toward each other and the planet.
Earthquake strikes Indonesia. The southern region of the island of Java was hit on Wednesday by a powerful 7.3 magnitude quake, with at least 42 people who perished in mudslides and collapsed homes, and scores of injured people arriving for treatment at hospitals.
In the capital city of Jakarta, thousands rushed in fright from high-rise buildings, and a tsunami warning was initially issued, but was fortunately lifted soon after. Hearing of this disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $10,000 for our Native Association members to join in care for those most in need, conveying her tears of sorrow and much, much love. The $10,000 could acquire $121,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving aid, which is sure to bring comfort to the distressed. We send condolences for the lives lost and pray for the swift recovery of the quake affected to their productive day-to-day lives. With the grace of the Providence, may such instabilities be eased as we strive for greater consideration of our environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Larger wave of these flu viruses in the fall, and so
U.S. President Obama emphasizes swine flu precautions. At a press briefing on Monday, U.S. President Barack Obama outlined the importance of working together to minimize the spread of the swine flu pandemic.
We need hospitals and healthcare providers to continue preparing for an increased patient load and to take steps to protect healthcare workers. We need families and businesses to ensure that they have plans in place if a family member, a child, or a co-worker contracts the flu and needs to stay home. And most importantly, we need everyone to get informed about individual risk factors, and we need everyone to take the common sense steps that we know can make a difference. Stay home if you're sick. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your sneezes with your sleeve, not your hands, and take all the necessary precautions to stay healthy.
In the past week, confirmed cases globally have reached 268,609, although actual cases are expected to be far more prevalent. Of those stricken, 470 this past week succumbed to swine flu, bringing total deaths to 3,097.
Brazil has the world's highest death toll at 557, closely followed by the United States, then Argentina. Mexico's health minister, José Ángel Córdova, stated that the country's swine flu infections could surpass 1 million cases in the winter. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that children are 14 times more likely to be afflicted by swine flu compared to the typical at-risk group for seasonal flu, which are people over age 60.
We thank you, Your Excellency, President Obama, and all world leaders, healthcare workers, and institutions for leading efforts to minimize the threat of swine flu. With prayers for the grieving families and hospitalized patients, we urge all people to consider the ultimate precaution of an immune-boosting, organic, vegan diet, whose collective practice could tremendously prevent new viruses.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10-35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14-30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18-24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Or Vietnam grants amnesty on National Day. Nearly 5,500 detainees have been pardoned on the occasion of the 64th anniversary of OLAC's National Day on September the 2nd. Eligible were those who had demonstrated stability in their progress and met conditions for this year's amnesty. Congratulations and our best wishes, OLAC, for celebrating your National Day with benevolence and forgiveness, wishing the newly freed people lives of goodness and many happy moments with family and friends.
Sri Lankan journalist honored. Detained reporter Mr. J.S. Desainayagam is the first ever recipient of the Peter Mackler Award, which recognizes outstanding courage and ethics in the field. It was presented by the U.S. branch of Agency France-Presse, or AFP, and Global Media Forum, founded by Mr. Mackler to train journalists in using the media as a tool for social change. Meanwhile, the organizations Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are both calling for Mr. Tseniagam's release, with his exemplary bravery also commended by U.S. President Barack Obama. We join in respectful accolades, Mr. Tseniagam, for your deserved honor. May you be ever graced with health and well-being.
More hazardous chemicals found in smokeless tobacco. The notion that products such as chewing tobacco or snuff are less dangerous than inhaling cigarette smoke has been disproven by a new study. Led by Dr. Irina Stepanov of the Masonic Cancer Center in the University of Minnesota, USA, this research found that one portion of chewing tobacco exposes the user to the same amount of certain hazardous chemicals as smoking 5 cigarettes. Dr. Stepanov said a total of 28 carcinogens were identified in smokeless tobacco even before our study. Now we have found even more carcinogens in snuff. Dr. Stepanov went on to say that this study clearly shows that smokeless tobacco is also dangerous to human health. Thank you, Dr. Stepanov and team, for your findings on the dangers of smokeless tobacco. Through greater knowledge and awareness, may people everywhere adopt healthy, addiction-free lifestyles for the benefit of both themselves and their loved ones.
Smoking shown to accelerate brain damage in those with MS. U.S. research published in the Medical Journal of the American Academy of Neurology has found that smokers with multiple sclerosis, or MS, developed significantly more brain lesions, a marker for the disease, compared to non-smokers. Study author Dr. Robert Zabadanoff stated, "These results show that smoking appears to quite literally injure the brain in a person with multiple sclerosis and increases the risk of disease severity and progression."
He highlighted the importance of non-smoking education in schools, as well as programs focused on helping people with MS to quit for improved quality of life. Dr. Zivadanov and colleagues, our gratefulness for this important new information. May everyone find the motivation to give up this harmful substance and live tobacco-free.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. 680 million pounds saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. 140 million pounds saved through fewer sick days. 430 million pounds saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. 100 million pounds saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Love is the law of the universe. In a recent video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai brought us on a journey well beyond our limited understanding of outer space to learn about other planets and beings of our expansive galaxy.
For instance, divergent fates of four Venus-like planets offer valuable case studies of the consequences of humans' good or unfavorable actions. While the more we discovered, the more we wished to know. Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminded us of the most important goal of all beings of this shared universe.
We don't have to know everything in the universe. All we have to know is how to live in the universe. We have to know love. We have to know mercy. We have to know compassion for others. Put others before us. Just think of what they want, just like if we were they. We have to consider others and love. And that is the best knowledge for everyone to live in any dimension in this beautiful, incredible, unfathomable universe.
Our appreciation goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has given her time to gather all the well-guarded information of our galaxy for humanity's benefit. We dream of a future when all Earth's beings do live in love and harmony, perhaps with other planetary inhabitants as with our own.
To watch this fascinating discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Antarctic glacier melting more rapidly than ever. One of Antarctica's largest ice masses, the Pine Island Glacier, has been found to be losing volume at a rate of up to 16 meters a year, or four times faster than just 10 years ago. The glacier's expected lifespan has also been adjusted from an anticipated 600 years to now just one century before it is completely gone.
Study scientist Professor Andrew Shepherd of Leeds University in the UK stated, "This is unprecedented in this area of Antarctica. We've known that it's been out of balance for some time, but nothing in the natural world is being lost at an accelerating exponential rate like this glacier. Corresponding to the unprecedented melt are serious implications for sea level rise, with expected global increases of at least 30 centimeters."
Professor Shepherd and colleagues, we appreciate your candid evaluation despite its alarming implications. Let us take heed and quickly unite in adopting planet-cooling ways to preserve our fragile ecosphere.
Addressing such instabilities of our Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered reassurance during the March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA, saying that humanity's adoption of noble standards is the best protection.
Before the United Nations predicted that 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been a factor before. Based on these findings, one scientist said if all the Antarctica were to melt, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters. So there's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to a virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all.
Save our planet. Meat diet depletes water resources in China. A study by the International Water Management Institute and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, found that China's per capita water usage for food production has almost doubled since 1985, a trend that is already unsustainable and would prove even more so if continued.
Dr. Junguo Liu of the Beijing Forestry University explained that food consumption patterns are the main reason for the worsening water situation, saying, "A switch from traditional rice and noodles to a meatier diet is behind the change." He cautioned other developing countries about similar water shortages induced by such disadvantageous changes in diet.
Our heartfelt thanks, Dr. Junguo Liu and associates, for calling attention to the eco-damaging effects of meat consumption. To restore the balance of precious resources and the environment, let us all turn toward the many benefits of the plant-based diet.
Save our planet. UN chief travels to research centers in the Arctic. Following a visit to witness firsthand the effects of global warming in the Arctic region, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for urgent action in the upcoming climate change meeting in December. Aboard a Norwegian vessel, he stated his wish that leaders would reach an accord that is balanced for both the future of humanity and the planet, saying, "We do not have much time to lose." We thank Your Excellency for your concerned commitment and support your sense of urgency, wishing that world leaders join in the same view to implement changes that will sustain all life on Earth.
Save our planet. Copenhagen, Denmark is supporting a citywide expansion of bike routes, hoping to boost cycling commuters to 50% by 2015, with the support of citizens as well as His Royal Highness the Crown Prince Frederik André Henri Christian, who regularly commutes by bicycle.
Save Our Planet. Sponsored by U.S.-based conservation group WildAid, China's official news agency, Xinhua, is creating public service ads to help preserve threatened and endangered species.
Save Our Planet, U.S. Senator John Kerry writes of the imminent threats of climate change, saying that we have no time to neglect the scientific facts or catastrophes will become irreversible, with worsening conditions for human security and worldwide instability.
Hippie the Zebra here, and this is Bella.
Hi all, Hippie and I are both vegan. We have a cool veggie tip of the day.
Have you tried lima beans? Another name for them is butter beans.
They are a good source of protein and are rich in fiber, vitamin C, and manganese.
These tasty legumes have many benefits, including helping you to keep a healthy digestive system and preventing blood sugar levels from rising too quickly after a meal.
They are also delicious in soups, stews, casseroles, and many other dishes. Enjoy!
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, South Korea and China join to help children's education. EXR, a South Korean clothing brand, and China Daily, the national English-language newspaper of China, will initiate an approximate $59,000 program to reconstruct a school in Dongshan, northwestern China. The new facility will be built in October 2009 and contain 6 classrooms and 4 offices. Mr. Wong Chung-sok, EXR's managing director, said, "It is about love. As a foreign company in China, we hope to get involved in the country's culture by sharing our commitment for social responsibility. Our appreciation, EXR and China Daily, for your deep care and generosity. May your collaborative efforts improve the lives and opportunities of many youngsters."
In animal welfare news, a United States cartoonist speaks out for cats. Mr. Dan Pidado, a vegan and creator of Bizarro, an internationally syndicated cartoon, has asked a Missouri, USA hospital to stop using cats for the pediatric advanced life support training, which is painful and dangerous to the innocent felines. He expressed his views in a letter and illustration to the editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a Missouri newspaper. "Our gratitude and God bless Mr. Pidado for voicing your compassionate views and bringing awareness to the treatment of our cat friends. May all the animals gracing this earth have beautiful lives as heaven intended." Coming up, research in India shows that meditation improves concentration. We'll take a moment to honor God's glory. We'll be back. More refreshing news soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a more relaxing world. In health news, Indian study shows that meditation helps concentration. Research carried out by Dr. Narayanan Srinivasan and Ms. Shruti Baijal of the Center of Behavioral and Cognitive Sciences at the University of Allahabad examined the brain functioning of 10 practitioners of yoga. The results demonstrated that meditation changes electrical activity in the brain. It was also found that after children practiced the techniques, their attention span improved markedly. Our many thanks, Dr. Narayanan Srinivasan and Mr. Shruti Baijal, for displaying just some of the benefits of quietening our minds. May all beings be blessed with peace, clarity, and joy.
Please join us for a joke told in Hakka entitled Gone.
精神偏硬，你以前的潘公司，佮通爱行来行去，松树走跳，强强的叫话。医生，我是迄个伊哩嘞，我唔记得我太太的名诶，唔记得我生人的名诶，唔记得我四妈个菜诶，唔记得我等来工作，我将记得用板来了吼。冷静下来，先生，你将安尼有去叫话啊？冲用板啊哈！
And now for our viewers' hotline.
To Supreme Master Television, you have Malay translation as well. Great! UT from Malaysia.
Thank you for your hotline. We would love to have all the languages of the world so that global citizens can easily receive vital information about saving our planet through the compassionate vegan diet. With heaven's light to you and your kind Malaysian fellow citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the light of the divine illuminate your path always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Neighboring countries of Turkey and Armenia agree for the first time to establish full diplomatic relations with a commitment to 6 weeks of Swiss-mediated meetings to achieve a formal agreement.
Through the help of the Red Cross, Congolese native and Welsh resident Jose Maputo is reconnected with his family for the first time since civil war forced him to leave his homeland in 2006.
Israeli President Shimon Peres states that Israel agrees with the two-state solution, also affirming readiness to resume peace negotiations with Palestine.
The BrainPort Vision device, developed by U.S.-based YCAB Inc., allows non-sighted persons to see by sending electric pulses from the imaged object to the tongue, which enables the brain to form pictures.
Morocco's Ministry of Education launches 1 million school bags, a program that provides free books and school supplies to less fortunate students.
Chinese ambassador to Cuba, Zhao Rongxian, reports that smooth bilateral relations between the two countries continues, fostered through visits and exchanges in trade, culture, and education.
A team of international scientists discovers that the levels of important health-boosting antioxidant in fruits are 5 times higher than previously recorded.
French researchers find that genetic differences within ethnic groups are larger than differences between groups, thus concluding that global cultures are actually much more similar than we may think.
After receiving billions of dollars of taxpayers' money in aid from the U.S. federal government, 8 of the nation's largest banks have fully repaid the loans and interest.
As part of a pledge to release a total of 200 Hamas members, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas authorizes the freeing of 12 more men.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.